Which sir, I can find you a very good job if you don't like this. If you're less paid, less here, then I can find you. Because she was in the, she's a very, I mean, influential person and had. So she said, I can give you a very good job with a very high pay in another town. I can, you know, appoint you as a medical officer there in a small hospital, and you'll get a very good pay. You'll be able to earn your living. I said, no, no, I don't want that. No, don't want that job. I want to go back to my hometown and be with my friends. She thought I was really mad, a crazy person, you see. She was so disgusted and fed up with me that she just said, all right, leave. Go away from here. And so I left. And for 1 year, Baba didn't call me. I was waiting, and I was living at Annawada. Then I took on, you know, I would take up like small jobs, like, you know, a doctor wanted to go on leave and they wanted to replace another doctor. I would take on such jobs, you know, 10 days, 15 days in different hospitals. Through friends, you know that you're wanted. But I didn't take on a long job, thinking that Baba would call me anymore. But for 1 year, I had to wait before Baba called me. And it was the most torturous time of the year. Oh, yes. I'd cry and write letters to Baba. Baba, put on, I'll call you. I knew, I felt within me that Baba was never going to call me.
Which year it was?
It was 46, from 45 to 46.
You thought Baba would never call you?
Yes. Because I felt that Baba would not call me now. Because he was just, you know, putting it off. Now I'm going.
Stay back.
You all eat your lunch.
You know, next life, you know, the past life, I was an army officer. In the, you know, in the Napoleon Bonaparte camp.
Really?
This is.
And now I come here, you know.
Now we call him Nizami.
I performed, you know, I performed before Baba, a drama. In that, I shaped myself Hitler, you know.
He performed before Baba, you know. Pretended he was Hitler. He did a little show for Baba, right?
Wow. I bet he really liked it, didn't he?
Whatever I do, I want it perfectly. No haphazard. Either no or good. Like this.
Will you ever do your Hitler for us?
No, that's one time.
I mean, how?
Hi, Hitler.
One time only. Well.
German music. Where Baba is here?
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I've taken pictures.
But I was allowed to, if some emergency case came from the village, I had to sometimes a burn case would come, sometimes a bullet injury. So many bullet injuries, the horns, they split open the abdomen or the scrotum.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they actually turn on and attack them?
Yes. I mean, their own, their very people, you see. And usually it would happen in the evening. They'd go to tie their cattle in the shed and and give them the fodder. And something would go wrong with the bulls. And she'd hit, you know, just do this with their heads, the sharp points. Yes, you better be careful. I'm always, even in the city, you know, you be careful of these cows which go along with
But you really, more than Duncan or Nilu, took care of Baba's physical needs, didn't you?
That was during the later years.
I mean, Nilu didn't really practice.
Yes.
Medicine, did.
Oh, yes, lots of.
And Duncan.
Nilu and Don were running a clinic in Lower Mehrabad. And at the time when there was the women's ashram upstairs and the mast ashram and all that, Neelu and Don did everything because Baba told them to take care. And all those things. I came to Baba, I came to be permanently with Baba from 1947. Mm-hmm. And then I've been all the time with Baba, see. So I'm not like living in Mehrabad, Baba staying here, but Mansari and all, they used to stay in Mehrabad. They didn't stay with Baba.
Did Baba ever say anything about medicine?
No. Baba was always interested in medicine. He liked him. He was interested in the recent advances in medicine. And he'd always tell, you know, if anybody was ill, take the medical help and take the most, the best of medical help. Baba was very practical in that way. But Baba himself would take any type of medicine that was suggested to him. If Baba lovers would be sitting and then if Baba said, a little, maybe out of fun, I don't know what. Baba might say, or he had a headache, or he had indigestion, you know, so from the crowd, or from the small group, sometimes it's mostly an intimate group, say about 50, 60 would be sitting with Baba. So somebody would suggest, Baba, why don't you take this? Somebody would suggest a herbal remedy, somebody would suggest a homeopathic remedy, somebody would suggest a biochemical remedy, somebody would suggest a Western medicine, allopathic. Nobody agreed to all that. Then he called me and he said, bring me this. And so I had to keep supplies of all types of medicines, even though I didn't know, like biochemic and some of the herbal remedies. Well, if it was not with me, I had to get it from the chemist. So. Baba, take it all.
From
Padre?
Yes, Padre has been practicing since the last 50 years. Oh, yeah. 50, yes. Since the time I've known Padre, he's been practicing. Before that, he was practicing. When Baba had his had the hospital there in Mehrabad, then Padre and Pendu used to work, you know, do the dressings and even dispense medicines and give They had a doctor, at that time Dr. Don King was in there, even Neelu was in there. They had appointed some other doctor from the Nagar City. But Baba Manali used to be the doctor. Very good.
But then after Baba Dutch's body, you decided to start a dispensary?
First, I was, you know, I was attracted to medicine and Baba dropped it. I didn't care. Thinking what use was medicine and it couldn't relieve, you know, comfort Baba or help him in his suffering.
If he wanted to, it worked.
I just lost all faith in medicine. I hated myself. I hated the medicine.
Because you couldn't say, Father.
That sort of feeling that I had then.
Like every day.
I sent away all the medicines to the hospitals, charitable, you know, food hospitals and others. I said I won't have to do anything. But I had to because I was living here. The monthly were there, somebody or the other would call in. Baba didn't let me be so easily.
Did Baba spend any time in any of the hospitals?
Baba would never stay in. We used to take Baba for X-rays. go very reluctantly. Babaji likes to go.
Go here? No. Would there be some set time?
Yeah, but you see, but it was not for Baba to go to a hospital because you know, it would be just a publicity. And Baba, we could take good care of Baba more than what the hospital staff would do. See, there, if Baba was in the hospital, we couldn't do anything. The close ones wouldn't be able to attend to him as the hospital, according to hospital rules.
Talk
except for the hospital in America, the Duke Hospital.
When was he there?
That was in 1952, after the first accident.
And he stayed there?
Oh. And Rob.
You guys didn't look at the record.
How long did he stay in there?
It was about a week. I don't remember the exact date. We used to stay in a motel. I had to take Nora there for a checkup.
You know, was there one set time where you'd every year tell Baba now you have to have a yearly checkup now and do some kind of urine analysis?
That was after 63.
And then a certain, like what, like in March or something, every March?
When we went to Guru Prasad, because that we could, there was, in Pune there was facility of the hospital nearby.
You would go to the hospital?
No, I would take the blood samples. Like
you mean drawing blood from Baba? He didn't like it either.
Baba didn't like it. How would he like it? But it had to be done.
Mm-hmm.
Baba was a very good patient. He'd allow. It to be done. And what reason he had to do it? He alone. He went through all this. It was very painful for us to do it.
But, you know, at the same time...
To give a shot to Baba, I just didn't know how to do it.
What would he say to you?
It was in... Huh?
He would say, what do you... Why worry or don't think about it, just do it or something?
Yeah.
How many years altogether did you spend in medical training? 10 years?
No, when medical training in school, it's 5 years. And then when you do the practical side, about 1 or 2 years. And before that, 3. You do the pre-medical, 2 years.
So,
come now, Baba is going to tell you nice stories.
All right. On.
That time there was no Dhuni. Later on the Dhuni Baba started. The Dhuni was not there. And this lorry was not there. It was ordinary earth. And the big table that is under the shed, and this is the big table. Outside, in front of it. Of course, the little room that has four sides, the little veranda, the porch, very narrow. A very tiny room, alone by itself. And in front, there's a shed. So, yeah, that table, Baba had ordered now. But now years and for years it stood outside in the open sun and the rain. Then later a shed was put and all that. That's another story. Anyway, what I want to say that Baba told me that he's going to pass, so I must have my hands clean. That is no, I must not clean garlic or onions like that because the smell should not be in the milk. So I must boil a cup of milk and see that it's nice and clean. And then you know, the cups and in the tray to put outside the mask. I have here not outside. Eight. That also another person from my hand takes it and that person gives it outside and outside party or somebody. But Baba told me that hot pepper. Half of that hot pepper I must take and